Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It was brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Just 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away.
Who?
Lynn.
It was like, take it away. Sound like you said Waylon. But, you know, I can dig that name.
Lynn.
You had to hear yesterday. Funch.
Yeah, that is what Cappy did. Just like that.
All right. Well, what you need to know is that the Los Angeles Sparks will kick off the 2024 season at the beach. The Sparks are scheduled to play their first five home games at the Walter Pyramid on Long Beach State's campus.
No way.
Yep. Crypto.com Arena, where the Sparks have primarily played their home games since 2001, will be under construction as part of the phase three of the three-year renovation project. So the Sparks begin their season at home on May 15th against the Atlanta Dream. And guess what, Cappy? You said you wanted to see Caitlin Clark. Well, here's your chance.
Okay.
One of those five games played at the Walter Pyramid is the marquee matchup against the Indiana Fever on May 24th. However, tickets,
are they going to add seats to that place?
Well, the tickets are already sold out, and they said that they're already going on the secondary market for $200.
Oh, I believe that, because her college games last year all went for at least $200 just to get in the building. So
how many seats is that?
4,000, I want to say.
All right.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. You know, one thing that I will say is that in a 4,000-seat arena versus like a 16,000 or 18,000-seat,
it's going to be a great home court environment.
Yeah. It will be a really fun place. I mean, you'll feel the energy. So wait, so the date, Lindsay, is May
24th.
What day of the week is that? A Sunday. Okay. Mm-hmm. May 24th. Okay.
No, wait. No, it's a Friday. Just kidding.
Okay. It's a Friday. I was going to
say. That's tough.
Yeah, that is tough on a Friday.
That's a tough call. Tough call. Got to make that call.
But,
Cap,
you pass Long Beach on your way back to South LA, don't you?
Yes. So I could see myself. How about if we did a pregame broadcast?
Yes. That's a great idea.
Now that's what we should look into.
Yep.
Right.
Get Bergman on the phone.
Yeah. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We do a broadcast. What time does the game tip off?
Probably 7, right? I
mean, okay. We broadcast courtside.
Right now.
And then we have Caitlin Clark on the show.
Yeah, I don't think the Sparks are going to want us to have Caitlin Clark.
Of course they should want us to have. The Sparks should want us to have their, what was the young lady's
Cameron
name?
Cameron Brink.
Her and Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
So we bring
they don't
on.
Need any help promoting that game, though, that's for sure.
Well, no, but what they do need is they need help promoting the league.
It is at 7. Yes.
And promoting the excitement of it all. I say we do it.
All right, I'll send an email right now.
George, you should do like a 30-minute pregame show before the game. Like where I get a chance to get up, walk around, talk to celebrities and so on. You do a 30-minute pregame show.
Yeah, but I don't have like what do you mean a 30-minute pregame? Like,
well, like 6:30 to 7, you do like a pregame show, you know what I mean?
No.
This way I get up, I get a chance to
hang out.
Is that game on,
let me see.
Oh, what if it's on ESPN? And what if they ask you to call it, George?
It's not on ESPN.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. It's not on ESPN.
Do you have a WNBA schedule yet?
I'm looking at it right here.
No. Are you calling WNBA games?
No, I'm not. I've only done one WNBA game, or two maybe. Actually, two. I've done two before.
Why don't you call them and volunteer?
Last season, didn't you?
Yeah, but I've only done a couple. But that game is just, it's not on ESPN television is what I'm telling you.
Well, gosh darn it. That changes everything.
Right. So I can't just like say, hey, I want to be on somebody else's broadcast.
Hey, CBS Sports Network, I'm here. You might as well let me do it.
That's not how this thing works. You know what
I mean? Hey, CBS, I'm here. Yeah. I'm in the house.
Yeah.
So, you don't have to fly anybody in.
Yeah. So, sorry, Cappy.
That's not how
it works.
Those
tickets are sold out. You can't buy single game tickets for that one.
Oh, that's a shame. Now, we don't need them. I mean, we got us. You know what I mean? We just walk up to the door and they're like, yo, you got tickets? I'm like, look at us. We are ESPN LA. We are the home of the Sparks. Aren't we?
No, we're not.
We're not. We're the home of the Lakers, though. So by virtue of being the home of the Lakers, can't we get in?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, that one is sold out already.
Yeah, well, when Caitlin Clark comes to town, everything sells out.
Yeah.
I wonder what Crypto would be like.
You know that they've sold out of season tickets.
That would have been the game for them to have at Crypto, though, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why don't they have the game at the Forum?
No.
I mean, if Crypto can't accommodate it, And the Intuit Dome isn't ready for it yet.
Maybe it'll be blown up by then. Are they going to implode that or just leave it?
I don't think they're.
No, it's a concert venue.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
But and a really good one.
I was going to say, did you guys say it was a really good for acoustics or really bad?
Oh, my God. It's incredible for acoustics.
Never been there for a concert.
Check it out.
It's incredible. Yeah. I saw Elton John there a couple years ago.
I'm going to go see Tom Segura there, I think, this week.
Well, the acoustics won't really matter too much on that one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. But
I mean, gosh, Cappy. I mean, do you want me to hey king someone for those tickets?
Who are you hey kinging?
I mean, I don't know. I have to figure that out. But
okay. Well, I think we should go. I mean, I think it's if Caitlin Clark
right,
comes
but
to
we're
town,
doing the sh- we're doing the we're doing a show like we'd have to do a show from there.
Well, I think that's the
better move is do the show and get like credentials.
I think that we should do the show from there that day, and I think that we should start to form a relationship with Caitlin Clark.
I'll CC you guys on the email.
Because you got to remember something. You guys all thought it was such a smart idea earlier this week, and I did as well, obviously, because I came up with it. Caitlin Clark to the Lakers. The Lakers need a laser. They're going to get Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. And Big D, anybody who knows ball knows that's a hell of a good idea.
Yeah, I hear you. You know ball.
Yeah, you know me, and I know ball. All right, George, start hey-kinging people, will you?
I'll have to figure something out.
All right, so our boy Darvin Ham got fired. Are you okay? Because I know a lot of people in the circle of trust were very worried about you.
Why worried about me?
Well, because they said that, you know, you had a good relationship with him.
I did.
I had
a good relationship with Frank Vogel, and he got fired too.
But he let you call him Coach Hamon. Well, he called you Jorge.
Wait until one of his close personal friends becomes the Lakers' next head coach.
Well, that could definitely happen.
I think it's likely going to happen.
Well, listen,
I don't think it's likely.
I'll tell you, I don't think Lindsey's that far off base, because here's the thing, and I said this to you guys the first day we started playing the podcast. When LeBron James started doing this podcast with J.J. Redick, and they're going deep, hardcore.
Yeah, you
X's
hated it.
X's and O's. I didn't hate it. I just said it was not something I would listen to. Lindsey hated it. Lindsey said it was the worst thing she's ever heard in her life, and it was the worst project
she's
ever had.
Never actually even heard it. She quoted Windhorst.
I did listen to a little bit of it, and I said, you know what? This is not for me. And I said, it's the least entertaining thing LeBron's ever done, by far.
Right, right. So, but once LeBron started doing this with J.J. Redick, and once LeBron kind of put his seal of approval on, J.J. Redick is in my stratosphere of basketball smarts. That, to me, was the early setup for J.J. Redick's going to be the next coach of the Lakers. Now, I'm not telling you I hate it. I mean, I really would love to see the Lakers get somebody who's experienced, who's been a head coach, who has championship caliber credentials, who a locker room would all look at and go, yeah, you know what? His resume says we understand why he'd be the head coach.
I don't think LeBron wants that, though.
I don't think so either. I think LeBron wants his guy. I think LeBron wants to install the coach the way he likes to tinker with the roster. And so if LeBron says that J.J. Redick should be the coach, then I got news for everybody. That's who's going to be the coach. And to be honest with you, George, I can't necessarily say I'm like vehemently opposed to it. I'm actually super curious as to what it would look like. And if J.J. Redick is as smart a basketball guy as everybody tells me he is, then I'm curious.
I mean, he's really smart.
I would be curious.
Look, do I think he can do the job? Yes. But I think here's what I would say. As I said with Coach Ham, I think they made a huge mistake not having a experienced former head coach on the staff. Okay? So JJ would need that, okay? In my opinion, to do it right. And if JJ were to ask me, and not that he has, I would say that to him. I would also say, hey man.
Hey man.
Yeah.
Hey man.
Hey man. Yeah, I wouldn't Sammy Davis Jr. him, but
yeah.
I would say, hey man, you know, they do fire a lot of coaches there. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta kind of be aware of that part. Like you've built like a nice life outside of basketball, right? You're on the very short amount of time. You're on the number one team. Not that he couldn't be if he came back, if he got fired and came back. Because I mean, we saw Mark Jackson do that. We saw Doc do it just recently. Okay, but. You built a nice life. I know the most important thing to JJ, okay, is the wife and the kids. He has two very young kids, okay, who, And they like their life in New York. Okay? So, you know, I think the only other place that they've lived as a family, and the kids might have been even like babies at that point, was here in L.A. I think they lived in Manhattan Beach when he played for the Clippers. So, you know, look, do I think he would I think he would absolutely consider the job, because I do think he wants to be a head coach. As a matter of fact, he was on the Pivot podcast with our buddy Ryan Clark from ESPN, and this was before the Lakers rumor came out. I guess this was dropped 3 days ago, and I guess taped probably like a week before, if I had to guess. And he asked him about like JJ the coach or the potential coach. And here's what JJ said to Ryan Clark.
When will Coach Redick finally appear? Like, when will we see you on the sidelines running an NBA team?
You have to be careful about how you answer this question. No, I've been very open about this. Like, I have a desire to coach in the NBA. Life is about timing. Life is about the right situation. So I can't say a when, and I can't say a definite it's going to happen. Ecosystem that I've built and worked for over the last 3 years, I take a lot of, I wouldn't say pride, because I don't want to say it's prideful. I take a lot of joy in this, and I love doing it, and it's important to me. So it's like you guys know this, like you work so hard for something. It's hard. It's the same thing with our careers. Like, you work so hard for it. Like, I don't want to give that up, you know? So I don't know when, I don't know if, but it's certainly a desire.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear him say that, though, George. You know, I mean, like, listen, I'll make a comparison. You ready? My guy, Lewis Riddick. You know, Lewis Riddick has become
such interviewed for front office jobs.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But Lou Riddick went from being a pro personnel director in organizations like Philadelphia and Washington. And when given an opportunity to work on ESPN, they said, wait a second, this guy's got it all. He's good looking. He's smart. He's got the credentials. He's articulate. The guy knows the game. Guy has the resume. And so then once you start to get that ESPN fame going, you know, all of a sudden you start thinking to yourself, man, if I go back to coaching or if I go back to a front office, I mean, you got to be all in on something like that. And being all in as an ESPN television personality, I will tell you, is makes you more famous and probably is a little bit less work. And I'm not taking away from what J.J. Redick does as a broadcaster. Well,
it's definitely a lot less work.
Right, or what Lewis Riddick does. Right, it's less work. Listen, a guy like Troy Aikman, I'm just using him as an example, you show up on Sunday night, you know, or Monday night, whatever the package is. You show up to the game, and you go in a day before, you interview the players from the one team, you go in 2 days earlier, you go see a practice, you're there 2-3 days. But you're not grinding from 6 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night and missing everything that's going on in your family because you're coaching.
Right.
So I understand why J.J. Redick would say, you know what, I really do like my TV life. But I think that when he talks about timing, here's the thing about J.J. Redick. This is going to be your one and only chance to coach LeBron James. I mean, right? I mean,
are you trying to sell him on it to do it right now?
I feel like
it sounds like you want JJ to be the coach, because now it looks like Ty Lue's not going to be the coach. It looks like, which you and I are not surprised by. How about this? Save that for the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this more on the other side. Let's do that. But first, let me tell you, what have we been told to do when we get into a car accident? Call your insurance, right? But imagine when you call the insurance company, you said you felt okay, but a few days later you started to feel some pain. Well, unfortunately, and this has happened to me before, by the way. Well, unfortunately, the insurance company recorded your call and your statement said you felt okay. By doing that, you probably cost yourself thousands upon thousands of dollars in compensation. Instead of trying to handle the accident by yourself, next time you're in an accident, call my guy, Jacob, okay? Call him at 844-24-JACOB. I tell you this, the next time I'm in an accident and something like that does happen, I called him right away. I did do that. Even though I was okay and I felt fine, you call Jacob. If I do it, you can do it. Trust me when I tell you that at 844-24-JACOB. Nobody plans on being in an auto accident, but when it happens, you got to call Jacob right away at 844-24-JACOB. Jacob will speak to the insurance company on your behalf so you won't innocently say the wrong thing and damage your case. Remember, guys, a lot of attorneys, they say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, He'll win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Tell him Sedano and the folks at 710 sent you. And you can visit him online as well at calljacob.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye, Cappy.
See, if you're watching the YouTube, then you know I'm doing the bye-bye-bye dance. As taught to me by our man Cody in our social media department. Now, George, you know I'm very down and hip with the young people that work at our radio station, right?
Yes, yes.
You know what Cody calls me?
What's that?
Young Cap G.
Young Cap G?
Y-U-N-G. Young. Young Cap G. That's what that young brother calls me.
Is Cody actually there?
He's in the back.
Can we ask him that question? Like, can we ask him if that's really Cody, what he calls him? I feel like Cappy's making that up.
Come on, man.
I don't feel like Cody has ever uttered those words to him.
Okay.
He ran somewhere, but we'll get him.
Okay.
Young, Y-U-N-G.
Yeah, that's what I call him. It's true.
Cody! Really?
It's true. I got some respect. I'm trying to teach Cap how to be young and hip, you know?
Hold on, Cap, so You don't go to me no more? You don't ask me no more?
It's not that I don't go to you anymore. It's just that I don't think Cody quite understands something. I don't need you young fellas teaching me how to be young, cool, and hip. I teach you young fellas how to be young, cool, and hip. That's how young, cool, and hip I am, even though I'm older than your fathers. You feel me, Cody?
Man, we put you on game, man.
I feel you.
Cody, I mean, where did young Cap G come from?
Well, they call you Cap.
Right.
And you're trying to be young. And you're an OG, so we take the G, so it's Young Cap G.
There you go.
But why the young spelled Y-U-N-G?
You know,
trying to be hip, trying to make you cool. That's why.
Okay, I. Young Cap G. You hear me, George?
I hear you, Cappy.
Young Cap G.
So no more Drippy Cappy?
No, Drippy Cappy still works. I got lots of different names.
Drippy Cappy just sounds gross. Like, I don't know. I don't like that one, Cap.
Well, why? You think that makes me sound old?
No, it just sounds weird. Like, it sounds like, I don't know.
Why? You think that something's dripping out of me? Like, some sort of fluid?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe, like, sprung a leak somewhere or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I sprung a leak on my chin. George, I've been complaining to you about my chin for, like, 2 weeks now.
Yeah, what is that, the boil you have on there?
Ew. I mean, Lindsay, I remember I told you to put a warm compress on it.
I've used the warm compress that you told me to use.
Did it work?
And now, not really, and now I'm using some sort of antifungal, like,
ew,
I don't know.
It's fungal?
No, it's antibiotic ointment.
Oh, antifungal on your face
antibiotic
is not a good
antibiotic ointment
thing.
Is just Neosporin, bro.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is, but it's, I don't know, it's the generic version. I just keep putting it on my face. You know, I wanted to shave this stupid goatee off, but if I shave it off,
Yeah, you got that
right
big
now,
boil.
I got this big red you're putting, third eye.
You have like a I call them like under the skin zits. That's what they are because they don't, you know, they're not like fully up on the top of the epidermis. They're like underneath, and so they hurt. They're painful.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts. And my doctor told me the other day, because I went to him for a checkup, and he goes, you got any skin issues? You see anything on your skin that you need me to look at? I'm like, well, look right here in the middle of my chin, doc. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's bad. And I'm like, hey, nice bedside manner. Why don't you? You know? He goes, no, it's bad. He goes, it's infected. I'm like, how do you know it's infected? I can't
tell
it's
infected.
He's a
doctor, for God's sake.
I know, but listen, I don't know if I believe
this
guy.
Cap, do you know for sure, this is probably TMI, and this is gross even, like, especially for me, but, like, do you know that it's, like, a zit, or could it possibly be an ingrown hair?
It could be an ingrown hair.
Well, if that's the case, you are in big trouble, because one time I had an ingrown hair that got infected.
Where?
And I ended up in the hospital. It was a disaster.
Wait, so because you ended up in the hospital, I'm going into the hospital because I have ingrown hair?
I'm just saying, you don't want an ingrown hair because, ew, do you ever see, oh, God, this is so gross. There's, like, those videos where people are, like, pulling out these ingrown hairs, and they're really, really long because they, like, curl underneath in your skin. Ugh.
Well, the strippy Cappy.
It seems like something you would, like to have on video.
That's not Cappy Leva.
No,
that's young Cap G is what that is.
I mean,
right there.
To quote the great movie Kindergarten Cop with Arnold Schwarzenegger, so maybe it's a tumor.
It could be a tumor.
No.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
No, it's not a tumor. Well, thank you, Cody, for the new nickname that you gave me. I appreciate you, dog.
Yeah.
Young Cap G. You hear that? Because I'm young, and they call me Cap, plus I'm an OG.
No, you're trying to be young, he said.
Well, I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of true.
Cappy.
Yep.
So, whoever the Lakers coach is going to be, is going to be young in that seat, in that sense. But they wanted Ty Lue, or at least that was some of the chatter. Now, you and I yesterday talked about this, and like we were talking about Ty Lue because, you know, people were mentioning his name if he gets fired. And my thing was like I stopped in the middle of us talking about it, and I was like, wait a second. Why in the hell would Steve Ballmer fire Ty Lue? Like, most people around the league think Ty Lue is a really good coach, okay?
And not his fault Kawhi Leonard can never be available when you
correct.
Need him.
And the other part is, like, and then it dawned on me that there was a lot of scuttlebutt and rumors that last year maybe Ty Lue was looking at maybe, you know, if he could jump to Milwaukee to coach Giannis and Dame or Phoenix to coach KD and those guys. And those, you know, those rumors got shot down because allegedly, according to the rumorville and the rumor mill, was that Steve Ballmer was like, no, Ty, we love you. You're our guy. And he wouldn't let him out with 2 years left. So my thing was like, why would he let him out to be the Lakers coach? Like, that makes no sense.
First of all, look, again.
So, and by the way, Woj has just reported today
that
he's going to get an extension from the Clippers.
Right. First and foremost, let's just say that the Clippers get knocked out by the Mavericks tonight, okay?
Which is very possible, yes.
Right.
Although I like them plus the 8.5 today, the Clippers.
Okay. I mean, covering the spread is not winning, but neither here nor there.
They need win today because I bet DeAndre Dallas in 6. Oh. So, just saying.
Or you're saying you need Dallas to win, right?
Yes.
Look, Ty Lue, by all reputation, by resume, okay, by championship rings, he's a really good coach. People around the NBA seem to think that at 47 years old, he's still on the upswing, you know?
Yes.
So why would the Clippers
Well, he's young by coaching standards at 47 years old, yes.
Why would the Clippers not retain him when they know that immediately the Lakers would go after him? And just, oh, by the way, just because the Lakers might go after Ty Lue, let's not all be so arrogant as to think that Ty Lue is going to be like, oh, good, got fired by the Clippers. Now I get to go over to the Lakers. Now I get to be reunited with LeBron. Remember, Ty Lue was part of the Laker family. Ty Lue was a Laker player, a championship Laker player. And the Laker family, when they had a chance to hire him, really, honestly, they disrespected him.
Insulted him.
Okay? Insulted him. They did. And so the notion that Ty Lue wants to come running home to the Lakers, I think is a very large assumption by
it's
many
misguided.
Of us.
Misguided, yes.
So, look, Ty Lue's not going anywhere. So now And as Chris has been saying all day, the summer of speculation, let it begin.
I mean, listen, he ripped me for that phrase, and now he's using it in promos.
The summer of speculation?
Yeah.
It's a good phrase.
He ripped me the other day. You don't remember? He ripped me for using that that phrase, summer of speculation.
First he ripped you, then he ripped you off.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a double rip job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give me a name. You've mentioned J.J. Redick.
So Mike Budenholzer will be in the conversation. Okay. And Linz, we're going to go a little long here, okay? We're going to go a little long because I want to have this conversation here in a meaningful way. Mike Budenholzer will be in the conversation, championship head coach 2021, Milwaukee. Now, here's the thing. The catch with Mike Budenholzer is I feel like that Anthony Davis wasn't in love with the defense and the defensive scheme that Darvin Ham brought to the table, okay? And it's basically him in what they call drop coverage, okay? Because it didn't allow Anthony Davis had to play that because they didn't have great defenders around him, but I didn't feel like AD loved playing in drop coverage, okay?
And Big I feel D, like that, you know about drop coverage, Big D?
I do.
You ain't know nothing about no drop coverage.
You know something about some drop coverage?
Listen, I know a lot about drop coverage. You take two cornerbacks, right? And then you drop them into coverage, okay? And then you take your safety over the top, and then you take a linebacker and you put them on a tight end. That's drop coverage is what that is.
Different kind of drop coverage in the NBA.
Oh, different deal. Okay, got it.
Is it the same thing as the cross lock? Or the
No. Slot cut. That's
slot
what
cut. Oh,
come on,
same
Lindsay.
Slot cut
come
is an offensive
Lindsay.
Term.
See, I don't know
come
ball.
On, baseball.
I don't know ball.
Come on, Lindsay. I mean, when you want to get your degree and become Lindsay basketball, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, and Mike Budenholzer is going to run the same system, I presume, because it's what Darvin and his staff ran for Budenholzer almost his entire head coaching career.
Any chance Budenholzer becomes a Lakers coach and hires Darvin Ham as his assistant?
I don't believe that would be the case. although that would be hilarious.
With all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
Yeah, let me get my band back together for my championship run.
It would be hilarious. So I guess he is one, but there's that little, like, that may be a minor thing. I'm not saying Mike Budenholzer couldn't adjust his defensive scheme, but that's what he's notoriously been known for during his coaching tenure. Mm-hmm. His bigs play in drop coverage, whether it was Brook Lopez or Al Horford or whatever over the years, like, though that's the way he's liked his big men to play defense. With that said, he's one. Kenny Atkinson is another one. Kenny Atkinson, currently the lead assistant for Steve Kerr. He was the head coach for the Brooklyn Nets, and he was the head coach for the Brooklyn Nets when they were rebuilding and did a really nice job when they were rebuilding. They were one of those teams, Cappy, that they were super feisty during his time, and they overachieved is what I would say, right, with him as the head coach. They had a bunch of just, like, guys, like young guys and, like, you know, guys who you wouldn't say are, like, the most talented players in the NBA, but they fought hard, right? And every night they were, like, in your shorts, you know what I'm saying, like, defensively, and they played really smart offensive ball. They were a well-coached team, I would say. Anyone you talk to your boy Ian Eagle about Kenny Atkinson. He does the Nets games when he's not doing TNT. Mm-hmm. He will tell you good things about Kenny Atkinson as a head coach.
Okay.
Then Kenny Atkinson got let go during the whole Kyrie KD thing, and they brought in Steve Nash. Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like he got a raw deal there, okay, because those guys didn't want Kenny as the coach. So Kenny ends up being an assistant coach with Steve Kerr, which is a nice cushy gig, you know, if you're being honest. And he was the lead assistant for Kerr. So those are the guys you've gotten. Now,
well, wait a second. I want to throw a new name into this.
Okay, because there are other guys that could get let go and could be available. Now, do you think Mark Jackson, who got an interview the last time when Darvin got the job, do you think they should interview Mark Jackson again as they did a couple years ago?
I mean, listen, I'd kick the tires on him. I mean, I would definitely talk to him.
Listen, Mark, also one of my guys. I would love for Mark to get an interview again.
Okay, I'd love for him to get the interview and see what they think about him. But I'm going to throw a new name at you. Okay, I'm coming from way out of left field here. Okay, and DeAndre, you think you know ball? I'm going to say a name right now. You've never even heard of this guy before. Okay, get ready, Lindsay. Baseball. This goes for you too. I'm going to throw a name at you guys.
Does he know the slot cut?
He probably does.
Okay. Just making sure.
You know, right, drop George, coverage.
He may know drop coverage, this guy. George, let me ask you this. You told me that if Eric Spoelstra was the coach of the Lakers, with the current roster the Lakers had, they could have beaten Denver with Eric Spoelstra,
right? I thought they could potentially beat Denver, yes.
Okay. Who is the number one lead assistant coach? So you got Riley, who has mentored Spoelstra.
For the Heat, you're saying Chris Quinn, who has gotten, who got some interviews last year.
Okay, so that's the name I'm throwing at you right there.
Chris Quinn.
A guy by the name of Chris Quinn. I'm going to say this. The average fan
does not know Chris Quinn.
Doesn't have any idea about Chris Quinn. They don't
Quinn's
know what
a
kind
good
of,
coach.
They don't know what kind of superstar high school player he was in Ohio.
He played at Notre Dame in
They don't
college.
Know nothing about his Notre Dame career.
Yeah, okay, played a little bit in the NBA.
They know nothing about his cup of coffee, and they don't even know that he's the lead assistant of the Miami Heat. But here's what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. That if you think the Heat have the culture, if you think that Eric Spoelstra has become the best and highest paid coach in the entire NBA because he was literally raised from the film room to the championship, to standing there with championship trophies, if you think he was raised by Pat Riley, yeah. Well, guess what? There's another guy that they've been raising in that organization. His name is Chris Quinn. So if you're going to kick the tires on Mark Jackson or J.J. Redick or Mike Budenholzer, then you know what? You ought to look at Chris Quinn and say, Riley, Spoelstra, Quinn. Let's talk to that guy. I'm throwing that name in there.
They call him, very jokingly. It's interesting, Cappy. I hadn't really thought of it, because I feel like the Lakers, you know, in theory, although Darvin wasn't a big name, although Darvin's name had been floated out as a lead assistant guy who needed to get a head coaching job for a number of years. Quinny just got that first opportunity last year to start interviewing.
Quinny, is he a close personal friend of yours?
I know Quinny for a long time. Actually, I covered Quinny as a player.
That's awesome. I like that you have a nickname. It's a cute nickname, Quinny.
They jokingly call him Spo's Mini-Me over there.
Oh, even better.
See, that's what I call him, Spo's Mini-Me.
Yeah. And they say that because, you know, he's got a similar temperament and organizational kind of like thought process. You know what I mean?
Is he part of the circle of trust?
He played for the team. He played for them for 3 years. He played for Cleveland for a minute, too, I want to say.
It's what I like to call the Miami Heat circle of trust.
He played for the Heat. He played for San Antonio for a season. I want to say the Nets for a year or two. And I think at the end, maybe played for Cleveland briefly.
And then he went and he played in Europe, you know what I mean? And he played, he kicked around for a while. But my point is
but he's been on their staff for a long time.
That's my point.
He was there. He was also there when Shaq was there as a player. I want to say that was his rookie season. And so, yeah, like he's a guy that's going to get more interviews this cycle. And, yeah, I guess why shouldn't the Lakers consider him? Charlotte Hornets are going to interview him.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, you look at his background and who he's played for. You mention his time in San Antonio, brief as it may have been. He was there, you know, and so he's been around great coaches. He's been around what everybody thinks is the best coach in the NBA right now in Spoelstra, and we all know that how Spoelstra was created. I'm not trying to take anything away from Coach Eric, okay? That's what I call him. But seriously, like he. If it wasn't for Pat Riley, we would not know who Eric Spoelstra is, okay? And so if Riley created Spoelstra and Spoelstra and Riley together have created Chris Quinn, then if you're looking for the next up-and-coming guy who's maybe his time has come, and oh, by the way, he's not a $10 or $12 million a year coach, I think this guy Chris Quinn is a name that the Lakers should be looking at.
That he's going to get an interview. Like I said, he's already on the short list for the Charlotte Hornets interview list, which J.J. Redick is also on, by the way. So, yeah, I mean, good job, Cappy. I didn't think of Quinny for the Laker job because I just, you know, it didn't dawn on me in that regard. Like, I also feel like they would want someone with a little more name value, perhaps, but maybe not, you know?
Well, don't give me too much credit. Give credit to Vegas, because when I looked at the Vegas odds, I had no idea who Chris Quinn was.
Did they have Quinny on there?
Yeah, and then I had to look him up. And then once I looked him up and once
I
read his resume.
Who else is on that list?
Budenholzer, Chris Quinn.
Budenholzer.
Well, whatever. Jay Wright, Sam Cassell, Phil Handy, who I think you can take off that list.
Yeah, he's
Vogel. Believe it or not, Becky Hammon.
Yeah.
And J.J. Redick's a long shot at plus 1,200. But seriously, when I saw Chris Quinn's name, I said, Chris Quinn, I really don't know who that is. So then I started to look him up. And then once I started to look him up and I read about him as a player, as a college player, as a coach, seeing that he'd played for Pop in San Antonio, that he'd worked for Spoelstra, which means you're working for Riley, which means you're learning the culture. I like the idea. He's a young guy. He's like 40 years old. You know, I think, listen, he doesn't have the relationship with LeBron that J.J. Redick seems to have, but I like the idea.
Yeah, sure, I think you should interview him. I would say I would be all about that.
Okay, give me his number and I'll interview him.
Not you.
Oh. Because I would do that. I would interview him.
Yeah, no, you're not interviewing anyone for that job, Kevin.
Okay, well, give me his number and we'll get him on the show and we'll interview him on the air.
I don't think Quinny's coming on the show.
Why not?
Eh, it's just not his thing.
Why? He got time. They just got knocked out.
Yeah, I feel like he's like in Cabo or something right now.
Oh, really? He's already there, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, then maybe Jeannie should go there. That's how deals get done in Cabo.
Yeah.
Ask Sean McVay.
Right, no doubt. Hey, Cappy, it's Mother's Day coming soon. All right, May 12th's right around the corner. We got to tell you about our friends at Books, short for bouquets. Go to their website, books.com. That's BOUQS.com. And get yourself some flowers for your mom. Mother's Day's right around the corner. You don't want to be in the doghouse. You got to get something for mom. She cleaned your booty when you were a kid. All right? I mean, it's just that simple. All right? And she took you to school. She cooked and cleaned for you, all that stuff. I get it. But, you know, the wiping of the butt is a pretty big deal. Like, you owe her for that forever. You know? So not only did she get her flowers, she get her some of the other stuff they got at Books and their website at Books.com, BOUQS.com. And here's the greatest part of this. You can get 25% off your purchase with the promo code ESPN. It's that simple. Go to Books.com, BOUQS.com, promo code ESPN, 25% off. Boom. Very simple. Books is different, guys. Their flowers cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms, even including on the side of a freaking volcano, man. They last for weeks. My Valentine's Day flowers for my wife lasted weeks, okay? So I am telling you firsthand, you go to their website, Books.com, BOUQS.com, enter the promo code ESPN, 25% off with that promo code. You get flowers for mom, okay? For abuela, all right? Grandma, for auntie, for your wifey, for your sister, for your cousin. Get all the women in your life, the moms in your life, flowers. May 12th is right around the corner. Just go to the website, books.com, promo code ESPN, 25% off, and you can take care of it. You pick the delivery date, and boom, it's done. 25% off. You can send it to everyone I mentioned, mom, wife, auntie, grandma, you name it. Go to Books.com. Use the promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's BOUQS.com. Promo code ESPN for 25% off. Books. Promo code ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ha-da! Bain't do but it don't.
I've never heard this song, and I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who sings it?
Kind of sounds... I don't remember who sings it off the top of my head. Not Los Bookies.
It's like a disco Cinco de Mayo song. I kind of dig it.
I don't remember who sings it off the top of my head.
Cappy, are you celebrating Cinco de Mayo this weekend?
So I am going to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo in Boise, Idaho. Boise.
Oh, that's right.
Boise. Boise. Boise.
Do they like go hard there for Cinco de Mayo?
I'm not sure, but I know this, that I'm contemplating getting my flight changed to an earlier flight so I can get back to L.A. and go to the Tom Brady roast.
Oh, I do want to go to that. Like, I do want to go to that. I was thinking about that myself.
So that's what might change my plans. Get back for the Tom Brady roast.
Did you get your backstage passes to meet him?
The answer is, what do you think?
You're working on it.
Nope.
You got them?
Come on, Lindsay.
You get the ones that you like, it's like a sticker and you stick it on like your chest or your pant leg?
Yeah.
Those are the cool backstage passes.
Yep, old school is what that is right there.
Yeah.
Young Cap G gets it.
I love that you put in the circle of trust, hashtag basketball savant.
Right.
After your Quinny take.
Right. I don't really think I need to say much more than that. You know? Basketball,
you don't know ball.
Savant. I do know ball.
You don't know ball.
I know ball and I know coaching.
Yeah. All right, Linz, go ahead.
Well, speaking of coaching, so I'm sure that you guys are familiar with the online social media beef between Shedeur Sanders and Xavier Smith, correct?
Yeah, I've seen the back and forth with the two brothers, the Sanders brothers and this kid. I don't think it's a great look, but go ahead.
So obviously, Shedeur Sanders is the quarterback at Colorado. For those of you who don't know, he's also Deion Sanders' son. And he's viewed by many to be a top pick, if not the top pick, in next year's NFL draft. But that may no longer be the case thanks to that ongoing social media beef. So a lot of people in NFL circles are saying that this back and forth that he's publicly having with his ex-teammate at Colorado could severely hurt his draft stock. And I wanted to ask you guys.
That I don't buy.
Do you think that, you know, obviously in the past, there's guys who have, their draft stock has dropped based on their social media activity. So I wanted to see if you think that him beefing with this player is going to have any impact on his future whatsoever. Swipe left or swipe right, George.
Yeah, I'm swiping left on that. Like him having a back and forth about the guy being good or not as a football player, I don't believe that actually affects his draft stock. Like if he did something on social media that was offensive, then that's a different story. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, look, this kid is really, really good, a really, really good football player, and has definitely moved past this tough incident that he put himself in. But remember Laremy Tunsil, the left tackle mm-hmm. who was drafted, and he wore like the gas mask with weed that was floating around, right? Like that. That is the type of stuff that makes you drop in the draft. Not just arguing with some dude on Twitter that was your teammate.
I will say, side note there, he did drop dramatically, and that was like a crazy good value pick. Because
the Dolphins ended up taking him, and then they ended up trading him in what ended up being what I think eventually got them the picks for Tyreek Hill. So, and he's still a really good player for the Texans right now. He protects C.J. Stroud's blind side. I don't think this stuff, like this... This silliness. I don't like it. I don't think it's a good look on Colorado and Coach Sanders and the young men. But I don't think it affects his draft stock because he's arguing with some guy on Twitter.
I guess a lot of people are just saying that his response to the whole thing is very immature and that NFL teams nowadays...
He's also
like,
a kid. Like, yeah, there is that.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. You know whose response is more immature?
Deion's.
Coach Prime. Yep. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody's saying that that's going to stop him from becoming an NFL head coach if he wants to be, or if he makes himself available. I mean, Coach Prime to be going back at this kid rather than taking the high road, which, by the way, I like the low road. I live on the low road, so I appreciate the low road. But I would think that when you're Coach Prime, you don't need to be taking the low road about some guy who transferred to Austin Peay.
Well, he wasn't All-American there at Austin Peay, Cappy.
Well, hey, Austin Peay is, I don't know, what are they Division I? Are they 1AA? I don't know what they are.
I don't think they're there's no way they're Division I. No way.
They're FCS, I believe, yeah.
Either way, I think it's a bad look for Deion. I think it's a bad look for Shedeur. And at the same time, I don't think it has 1 ounce of an impact on what happens to him in the draft.
How crazy is it that the whole Colorado Deion Sanders thing, like when they hired him, that was just like the talk of the town for the first couple weeks while they were undefeated. And then the season fell apart. Now they got all these issues with the transfer portal and their stories coming out about Deion being a bad coach and ripping his players and stuff. Like it's taken quite a turn.
It's not really so surprising. I mean, the very first day that he took over, he told everybody get in the portal because most of you guys aren't good enough to play here. So he told them that. And listen, I'm a huge Coach Prime fan. But this is what you call daddy ball. It's no different than Little League. You know, when you're the coach, your kid's the star. He's got his kid playing quarterback, he's got his other kid playing defensive back, and he's got his top recruit playing both sides of the ball. This is about three guys right now for Coach Prime.
All right, what's next, Linz?
All right, so your nightly routine of social media scrolling could be deadly, but to your love life, at least. Known as parallel scrolling, the habit of silently swiping on your phone while laying next to your partner could be a death sentence for your relationship, according to experts. So being on your phone is putting focus and energy elsewhere. And for a lot of busy couples, there are so few times to connect without distractions. Bedtime is one of them. So the whole social media scrolling thing is definitely squandering this opportunity. are you guys guilty of parallel scrolling, swipe left or swipe right, Kepi?
I'm going to swipe right. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
You use like your phone in the bedroom?
Yeah. So a lot of times when, you know, Rachel and I, and Lindsay, your point about being busy, I mean, we're only together a couple nights a week, you know, mostly probably Friday and Saturday night. Occasionally, maybe we get another night during the week, but it's a Friday night, Saturday night kind of a thing. And before bed, a lot of times, you know, it kind of puts me to sleep, you know. And
really?
Then,
oh, yeah. I think it's the opposite. The blue light from the phone would make me want to stay up more.
No, it
sure
doesn't do that for me. It makes me tired. And then the other thing is in the mornings, you know, we'll get up, we'll have coffee, and then the two of us could be in bed for a little while, and the two of us are both on Instagram, and we're like, and then what we always say to ourselves is, let's not get stuck in our phones. Let's hurry up. Put our phones down. You checked your email. You checked your text. You checked your Instagram. You checked your Twitter. Let's put our phones down. Let's get on our gear and let's get outside, because otherwise we can get caught in our phones for a while. I'm guilty.
Yeah, I would say in the morning, I mean, everybody, yeah, I check all that stuff. But at night, by the time I get to the bedroom, I put the phone away and I'm just watching TV at that point. And then I'm watching TV till I start to doze off, and then I turn it off. That's kind of my routine. I like to keep the phone away from me once I actually get to the bedroom.
I can't do that, but it doesn't matter for me because I'm sleeping next to my
Right,
dog.
But sometimes I go to bed earlier than my wife and vice versa. So, I mean, it doesn't... I mean, I'm talking about even if I'm in there alone, you know?
What about Benny? Does he mind that you parallel scroll?
I mean, listen, Benny has gotten slightly better at the sleeping portion of this equation, where he was waking me up like constantly throughout the night. Now he's just getting, like, he's starting to get, you know, frisky and wants to get up.
Oh, he wants to get frisky in the bed.
Yeah, he's like pushing me and he's moving around and he's rolling around like at 5 a.m, which I'll take over what he was doing before, which is in the middle of the night. But, you know, we're still working on Benny over there.
Oh, man, Donovan Mitchell is hurt bad for the Cavs.
Is it bad?
Walked back into the locker room, and he's like, bent over, and he's like, thriving.
Well, he's had a knee issue all year, right?
I know, but it looks like it's really, really bothering him. He's, like, wincing, just taking steps.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah.
Ugh, that's not good. All right, one more really quick here. This is from the Am I the A-hole Reddit. I'll make it fast. This woman says that she was alienated and given the cold shoulder on her family vacation after she accepted a free first-class upgrade because she thinks that she did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. So her and her brother were both headed on a family trip to Hawaii. They live in the same part of the country, flying on the same flight. Mm-hmm. And since she travels a lot for work, she was offered a free upgrade. And so she said, yes, she took it. Her family thought that since her brother's 6'6", she's 5'3", even though it's her status that got her the upgrade, she should have given it to her brother because he's really tall. And she said that because she didn't give him the upgrade, now everyone's mad at her. Do you think that she's an a-hole? Swipe left or swipe right, George?
I would have at least asked the brother in that scenario, because it is uncomfortable at 6'6 to sit on an airplane. Okay.
Well, you know he's going to say yes. Of course I want it.
Well, then let him have it. How long's the flight again?
Well, it's 12 hours. Because they're flying from the East Coast.
You know, I don't know, man. That's up to the person. Like, if it was, like, in my scenario, if it's my wife, I would let her do it, and I would just bear with it.
What if you had a sibling, though?
You know, I'm also the youngest of my siblings, so I would definitely, I would give it to my oldest sister for sure, if she wanted it.
Cappy?
Cappy's not around.
Oh, okay.
He's busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
DeAndre, what about you? Do you think that she's a jerk for not giving her brother the upgrade?
I mean, I don't think she's a jerk, but I just don't think...
Her family's like, really mad at her, and she said that, like, the whole vacation, it was really awkward, and they were, like, thought that it was such a big deal. I'd be like, man, that's none of your business.
No, I don't think she's a jerk. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah, I don't think she's a jerk, but I would have at least offered.
I would not give the upgrade to my brother. Sorry, Steven, because you're a jerk. But my brother-in-law, Brandon, he is way taller. He's a bigger guy. I would give it to him, but not my actual brother, because he would not do the same for me.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, what's next, Linz? You know what? We're done. Yeah, yep. We got to be done here. All right, that is Radio Tinder, brought to you each and every day by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, Tequila Mandala, to find a store or restaurant nearest you, especially as we get ready for Cinco de Mayo. Total Wine, for sure we'll have them. But up your game and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. All right, coming up next, two things we want to get into in the final hour. More on the Lakers situation, but also Caleb Williams back in the news. We'll tell you why in just a second. Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN.